Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're moving hot and fast here right now. This is Bob Dacey, third hour of the Alex Jones Show here on the sixth anniversary of the tragedy of September 11th. I've been talking with John from South Korea, but before I go back to John, something popped into my head during the break. Richard Reeves was there with Alex over there at Ground Zero next to Building 7, and I kind of jokingly said, well, watch out. If they strike a match to Building 7, it'll fall down. That's the new Building 7. I was just thinking, but I really don't think they have anything to worry about, because all they got to do is tune into the BBC. Because if Building 7 is going to fall down, BBC will report it down before it ever happens, and that way they won't have anything to worry about. So you guys up there in New York, just tune into the BBC, and they'll tell you that the building has fallen down before it falls down, and then you'll have time to get out of the way. Okay, we got John in South Korea. We're back with you, John. What were you gonna comment on?
Well, okay, I've been listening to Alex Jones for a short time, and everything inside of me screams, don't listen to this, this can't be true, can't be true, but the evidence is overwhelming.
Yeah, I wish
it
wasn't.
I'm wondering how many people could possibly be involved in this cover-up, and how long could they stay quiet for? And then my second question is, what would happen if there were another attack in the United States and martial law was declared? What would happen to the Bush presidency under martial law?
Well,
as he's going out,
you're asking me to speculate, and I don't like to speculate. However, I can give you a generic answer to the first question. You know, how many people were involved in this, and how can they keep quiet? It doesn't take a lot. It just takes a few people in the right places to do the wrong thing to affect the result. You know, like, for example, a vice president sitting in a command center telling NORAD not to shoot down the object heading towards the Pentagon. Little things like that. It doesn't take a lot of people. However, in terms of, why hasn't somebody come forward yet and said, okay, I did it. I killed 3,000 people. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that.
It seems like the mainstream media might pick up more on it.
The mainstream media, if you're new to this, the mainstream media is totally and completely controlled by these people. If you look at the heads of all of the big newspapers, the big radio stations, the big TV networks, they are, and this is not a theory, you can just go look it up, they're members of the Council on Foreign Relations. ABC, CBS, NBC, they're all CFR members. And the CFR is, of course, the global elite club in this country. They work actively toward destroying the national sovereignty of the United States of America. So, Thomas Keene's a CFR member, the chairman of the 911 Commission. Hamilton's a CFR member. There's several other CFR members on the 911 Commission. It doesn't take that many people to divert something and to keep something quiet. Especially, for example, an editor of a newspaper can quash a story. You know, he can say, well, okay, one of my reporters found out something that we really don't want out there, so it never goes out there. So it's the top dogs manipulating. They can't do everything, but it doesn't take that many people. And as far as keeping it secret, look at the Manhattan Project. Thousands of people working on that, and they kept it a secret, and they weren't doing anything "quote unquote" wrong, So, and as far as what would happen if they pull off another 9/11 attack and Bush declares martial law, I don't know. I don't know how that would transpire. I hope enough of the American people, including the military and including the police, would do what the hippies suggested back in the Vietnam War era. Hey man, what if they gave a war and nobody came? What if they gave a martial law and nobody would cooperate in the military and in the police? Wouldn't that be awesome? All right, thank you very much, John from South Korea, for the call. And looks like we're coming up on yet another break. And soon, Alex is going to be calling in to fill us in on what's going on in New York. Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. Alex Jones Show, GCN Communications Radio Network.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Once again, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones on September 11th, the 6th anniversary of the disaster. Alex is up in New York, and he's going to be calling in very shortly. Before I go to the next caller, Art, hang on there, I'm coming to you. Before I go to the next caller, I'm looking at a Zogby poll that was posted on September the 6th of this year. A Zogby poll, 51% of Americans want Congress to probe Bush and Cheney regarding 9/11 attacks. Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we are making progress. I can just hear the jail door slamming. Okay, Art in Kansas, you're up next on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello.
Art, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
I wish you had your own show every day.
Well, you know, my problem with having my own show every day is that I have to make a living, and I don't get paid for this. I am very honored that Alex asked me to host this show when he's away. This is the 8th time I've done it within the year. Within the 365 day period or whatever, because
maybe you'll stay away more often then.
Well, no. The first time I ever hosted the show was last year, September 11th, and here I am doing it again. I have a TV show in Austin called The Simple Truth, and it's been on for 8 years, and now it's gone to Google Video, so we're if you can actually go to Google Video and type in my name, Bob Dacey, D-A-C-Y, and the words Simple Truth, and the shows will pop up. We've only got two or three of them up right now, But as a fellow that's working independently of us that's doing that, his name is Lance Morgan. And so our show, with all of its ugly mistakes and screw-ups and lousy equipment at the Cable Access Studio, is on Google Video now. So hopefully we're going to get some international attention now, and that'll be good for us. But no, I'm afraid I can't afford to do this unless I get humongous, gigantic bucks, and that's just not going to happen. So I just have to do it. I just have to do it for free.
Okay. Now, if your protesters there in New York will go to St. Paul's Chapel at Fulton and Broadway, and go in there, you see George Washington's pew. And above that pew is an oil painting of the original seal of the United States. It is not the seal that's on the dollar bill.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Check that out. Somebody probably ought to put that up on the internet and put a picture of it up there or something like that.
The stars are all in a random pattern.
Yeah.
Across the sky.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, did you mention Petraeus is CFR?
Yes, he is.
Yeah?
He absolutely
is. James Jones may also be.
I did not mention yet that Petraeus is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I wasn't sure.
But he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I looked it up the other day. He is on the membership list. So our illustrious four-star general, I know you're not supposed to say bad things about your military people. I know that it's kind of like a taboo. But General Petraeus is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. You can ask him. He'll tell you that he is. It's not a secret that he is. So, you know, my question is, you know, how did he get to be a four-star general? Okay.
Okay. But there's that James Jones, the other general, that's shooting his mouth off.
I don't know if he's a member or not.
There is a James Jones on the list.
All you got to do, if you want to find that out, and here I'm doing the radio live, so I'm not going to find that out right now, but you can go to CFR.org, their own website. Yes, Virginia, the Council on Foreign Relations has a big website where they put all their globalist drivel, and you can type his name into the search engine, and you'll see if it's the same guy.
Okay. Now, there's a woman that's been all over television lately. She's an Iraqi American who was held captive over there and just released. They've been doing news shows about all last week about her. The Ayatollah intervened and got her released. So she's back here.
Okay.
Her name is Haley Esfandiari.
Okay. Where's that?
H-A-L-E-H, Haley. She is CFR. So they were holding her over there.
How do you spell her last name?
E-S-F-A-N-D-I-R-I-A-R-I.
I'll have to look that up and see if she's on the list. I don't have my CFR book in front of me.
She's on the list.
Really?
And guess who they sent down, NBC sent down there to interview her yesterday? Old Mrs. Greenspan, Andrea Mitchell, who's also a member.
Well, those CFR members, they sure do tend to get around, don't they? That's amazing. They are an active bunch, aren't they? Art, do you have anything else to add to the show today?
Well, Caroline Kennedy is a member. Shirley Temple is a member.
Shirley Temple, black.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. She is a member. That is absolutely true.
And old Caroline Kennedy, Miss Patriotic, is a member.
Yeah. Well, they have a lot of members, unfortunately. And for example, Fred Thompson, who just declared his candidacy for president, the actor, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I know.
He's a globalist. And Barack Obama's wife, Michelle, is a member of the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations.
No,
it's called the used to be called the CCFR, and now I think it's called the Chicago Council on International Affairs. So Barack Obama's wife is in kind of a sub organization of our globalist elite club. And of course, you know, people wonder, well, how in the world? You mean all the Democrats and all the Republicans are all CFR? Well, no. Not all of them, just most of them.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, Ron Paul is a notable exception to that. He's the only one that's running for president in either party that's completely, totally, you know, clean as a whistle and pro-Constitution and pro-Bill of Rights and pro-America and all that stuff.
Well, as far as Chicago, the CFR there uses Northwestern University as their playground. I mean, the president of Northwestern is CFR.
That wouldn't surprise me. Most of the presidents of most of the major universities are Council on Foreign Relations members. Most of your big time, big shots in the press are Council on Foreign Relations members, like, for example, Barbara Walters, you know, people like that. And Paula Zahn, Paula Zahn. Well, she's awfully good looking, but I'm afraid, you know, she is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And, of course, every once in a while, they want to candy up the thing, you know, to kind of sexy up the CFR. So because of Angelina's Jolie's work with the UN, she's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And Diane Sawyer.
And Diane Sawyer. Oh, yes, Diane Sawyer's a member also. That's absolutely true.
And our illustrious governor out here, Kathleen Sebelius, she pronounces it, went to the Bilderberg meeting in May.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, our governor, wait a minute. We're going to play governor versus governor.
Oh,
our
governor,
Rick Perry, he went to the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul, Turkey, and then came back and clobbered the concept of individual rights in Texas as soon as he got back by vetoing a bill prohibiting Kelo versus City of London seizures in Texas. That guy, he's promoting his Trans-Texas Corridor and after Superhighway. Hey, we're getting a little bit off the topic here in the air yet, but I'll tell you what, I appreciate the call. I really do. And we're going to let you go, and we're going to go to Mark in Canada. Mark, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, is this Mark in Canada?
Yes, it is.
Hey, are you a Canadian?
I sure am.
Hey, you weren't at the protest where the three Canadian policemen dressed as protesters snuck across and tried to start a riot, were you?
No, I was at the march, though, the day before, and I did see a lot of picture-taking by unmarked people, you know, ununiformed.
You thought you might have seen some agents provocateur?
That march was actually pretty calm, but, I mean, there was about 400 marchers and about 400 cops.
Well, I think that it'd be a real good idea for, you know, my advice to the Canadian security people would be, you know, next time you want to start a riot and dress your cops up like protesters and send them in the crowd with rocks in their hands, that they wear different boots than the combat boots they're issued by the department. That would be good.
Well, what's not
that would be good.
What's not mentioned is that on the QP photos on their gallery, you can also see that one of the cops has a beer bottle in his back pocket.
Oh, really?
It's right up on the QP.
Maybe he was just, you know, bringing a little beer to work. Maybe he wasn't.
Possibly.
Maybe he wasn't going to throw it at anybody. I mean, is that true that there was a beer bottle?
Yeah, it's right on there. It's QP Gallery, photograph 49. You'll see it's Corona, you know, the Mexican beer.
Wait, QP Gallery.
Yeah, CUPE.ca.
I got to write this down. CUPE Gallery.
.ca/gallery.
Gallery. Okay.
And then you go to the Montebello and you look at photograph 49. And you zoom
49.
In. And the guy's got a bottle in his back pocket.
Hey,
and that was not mentioned.
Somebody's got to post that. I can't catch on. Somebody post that. That'd be a great photograph to put up on the live. And well, you know, again, you could. There's two ways to take that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty obvious.
He was either maybe he just had a little something on the side there while he was at work, or maybe somebody was going to throw it at somebody. I don't know.
I think he was going to throw it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's an assumption. Now, like for example, the guys with the rocks in their hands, the policemen that were disguised as protesters with the rocks in their hands. Now, those guys, they were probably just picking up rocks.
Well, according to the SQ, the Sûreté du Québec, a protester handed him the rock, but not even the SQ is saying that. So there's no photographic evidence. It's just what they're saying. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I know the official explanation. Yeah, they had rocks in their hands, but they weren't going to cause any trouble.
No.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, now, the reason I'm calling is because I wanted to add to what you were saying about the Mineta testimony. What is not mentioned, and I think a lot of people should pay attention to it, is when the guy is going... The plane is 50 miles out, the plane is 40 miles out, the plane is 30 miles out. It's pretty clear that he knows what the target is. And I think that's very important because it doesn't get mentioned much.
Absolutely, because how do you know where the target is unless if you know how far out it is, then you know where the target is.
Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
If you know where the target is. And the other thing, too, is
absolutely.
I don't think Cheney was at the Pentagon. I think he was at
somewhere
else.
No, he was in the White House. He was in the White House.
So it was not 50 miles from where Cheney was. It was obviously 50 miles from the target. So.
Mark, that's a great point. We're coming up on a break. Mark from Canada, thank you very much for the call. And when we get back, we're going to take some more calls. And hopefully, Alex will be calling in. And we got about a 4-minute break here. And we'll be back in 4 minutes on the Alex Young Show, September 7, 2007, on the GCN Communications Radio Network. Bob Basie back in a few.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ken Anderson from Midas, September 10, 2007, gold, 704 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $726.24, $358.20 for half, $179.24 for quarter. That's $726.24, $358.20, and $179.24.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Okay, this is Bob Basie back on the Alex Jones Show on September 11th, the 6th anniversary of the big disaster. And before I go to the next caller, I wanted to expand on something I was joking about a while ago about the BBC. It is true And then this is another one of these anomalies about Building 7, which totally makes no sense. It is true that the BBC had a reporter in New York covering the disaster, and at about 5 o'clock she was in a communication with the anchor guy at the BBC desk in London, and they called Building 7 down on the ground, and they told us why it fell down and when it fell down and what it was, and they called it down before it actually fell down. And it's just bizarre. No building has ever collapsed because of a fire. And how did they know it was going to come down? Apparently they screwed up their timing or something. I mean, the most charitable thing you can say about that is that somebody fed them a story that the building had come down with all the details, and they went with it early. They didn't. Maybe they forgot about daylight savings time or something. I don't know. But the question is, who fed them the story? Who told them Building 7 was on the ground? Who gave them all the details? Because it was behind her, literally in the picture behind her, this Jane Stanley from the BBC. It was behind her in the picture as she was talking about the fact that it was already down. That's another one of these things that just stinks to high heaven about September 11th. Okay, we have Alex is coming up at the bottom of the hour. So right now we have Mike from Wyoming calling in. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, sure am.
Well, thank you for holding. What's up?
Just a couple things about 911. I was curious after I saw the debunking show on I think it was History Channel.
Yeah, I saw that too.
They just waved off the matter of being able to make a phone call from a cruising altitude in a plane, as you know, everyone knows that. Well, I didn't know that, and having seen Loose Change, I was pretty dubious. So, I just tried it about a week ago. I flew from Salt Lake City to Phoenix, and as soon as we got up above a couple thousand feet, in other words, high enough so that I wouldn't mess up the takeoff,
right?
I turned on my cell phone, and I was not able to get any signal all the way through the flight until the time we landed. So that is nonsense.
Well, you know what they say about, you know, what the 911 debunkers do is they make a half truth, or they pick something that's kind of weak or kind of nebulous and go after it, and then they try to broad brush the whole movement with the less strong arguments about September 11th. You know, when you have somebody that says a particle beam from space blew up the towers, you know, okay, and there wasn't really any planes, those were holograms, and all that nonsense, they try to broad brush us with the nonsense and, you know, guilt by association.
Sure,
as it were.
Argument.
And you know, I watched that thing, and it just reeked. I mean, it was just full of lies. And another thing they do, they lie by omission. I mean, they just lie by omission. Have them interview William Rodriguez and all the people that were around him that morning. Go, why not? Why not? You know.
But it was very poorly done. And I think even if you were on the fence, or even if you actually leaned toward the government conspiracy theory, I think you could have seen through that, because they kept going back to these two editors. One of them looked like he was barely old enough to be out of college.
Yeah, who was that 6-year-old? They kept calling him. They kept calling him an expert.
Yeah, he was an expert on everything.
He was an expert. Yeah,
I don't know what school he went to,
but that's
the kind of degree I want.
Absolutely, they had their so-called experts lined up in this beautiful studio environment, and then they had the other people that were on the other side in bad camera angles and bad lighting. It's a subtle technique. But I was wondering that myself. That guy, that young man that kept popping back, he was an expert on everything. Who crowned him expert on everything?
Yeah. Hey, but for the lady, the 80-year-old lady who called in, if you indulge me for a second here, I looked at Alex's website, and these times are all central times, I believe. 9 p.m. to midnight, all 3 hours are rebroadcast on 5.765. megahertz, and during the day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central on 9.985. I hope I'm not going too fast, but during the evening they switch frequencies.
Well, Mike, I appreciate it. We're coming up on a break, and I appreciate you letting that 80-year-old lady know how to listen to Alex. And we're going to let you go. And after the break, we're going to have Alex Jones himself coming up on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Bessie back on the Alex Jones Show on September 11th, and eventually Alex is going to be calling in, but for right now, we're continuing with our really good group of callers today. We have Steve in Florida coming up. Steve, are you there?
Hi, Bob. Thank you. Can you hear me fine?
I can hear you just fine.
Four friends called me just a week or so ago, including our own pastor. They range in age from 38 to 73, and they called after viewing 911 Ripple Effect on WUWF.TV, and all of them were thankful that I'd informed them to watch it. They're very shocked at the factual information, and all of them were very, very angry for believing this specious information and outright lies concerning September 11th that have been promulgated through media sources for the past 6 years, and they're very glad they watch it, and they're spreading the word to others. I've been most impressed with that documentary, as well as I was also with Loose Change. But William Rodriguez, as you mentioned earlier, he was on it at length, and he's right in front of UCLA campus speaking, and he goes, boom! The explosions drove he and the others upwards. It's a full explanation.
Right.
They talk about Telemundo and Univision, how they've had the complete truth. My wife is Hispanic. She's seen it. It's being spoken in Spanish. However, the English media is replete with lies from day one.
Absolutely.
Dr. Kevin Barrett, Ph.D., was there with several other, Dr. Fetzer and many others on the video. And he stated, you know, we're supposed to believe that an airliner waltzed around for over an hour while two other aircraft hit the trade centers. Then this third aircraft meanders into the most controlled airspace on the planet, crashes into the Pentagon, the most protected and photographed building in the world, a mere 10 miles from Andrews Air Force Base. We're supposed to believe this. These elitists think we are stupid.
Yeah, but again, that is exactly the defense that they have. If you boil it down to the bottom line, they caught us by surprise. We were napping. We were confused. We had drills going on about simulated hijacked aircraft, and everybody got confused, and we was just plain stupid, and that's why that plane, a humongous jet aircraft, smacked in the Pentagon, because we just don't know how to protect our own most secure military facility in the history of the world. I mean, yeah, you know, for people to believe that, you're right. You're absolutely right. How can people believe that?
You know, Bob, go ahead. You know, we're not stupid. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and I remember Galileo's Law of Falling Bodies, 1608, a distance equals 1608 times seconds squared, and that's all over loose change. Any idiot can freeze frame the video and work it out for themselves. No building falls at 9.2 seconds in an atmosphere for those two tall buildings. They refuse to talk about Building 7, and you brought it up earlier, the BBC coverage. That video footage is on Ripple, 911 Ripple Effect, right there for any nitwit to watch. You've got BBC coverage right there at 10 p.m. They've split the screen. You got New York on the left side, and there's your female correspondent trying to explain how the building fell. She steps aside, and the building is still standing.
It's still up. It hadn't fallen. Somebody forgot to tell the building. You know, you mentioned that. That reminds me of something about Building 7. In one of the many NIST explanations of why Building 7 collapsed, they keep coming up with new ones, you know. What they did was they took what they saw in the video, what they saw, and then they tried to craft an explanation of it that comports with their predetermined theory of what happened. And that's not scientific.
Like what Jamie McIntyre has recently done, because on the day of 9-1-1, when he and his cameraman, they're there filming the Pentagon burning before the roof collapsed, when it still had the 16-foot hole that a supposed 757 went into, a 16-foot hole. And he's reporting there's no landing gear, there's no wings, no nothing. And then recently he's come back and tried to refute all that. He makes himself look like a fool, and that video footage is on 9-1-1 Ripple Effect also.
Yeah. What I was going to say about Building 7 was the NIST explanation, one of them. I mean, I'm not kidding. This is the essence of one of their explanations for why Building 7 fell. You see, what happened was there was some fires in the building, and they attacked some very important steel columns. And then when the North Tower fell, a chunk of debris from the North Tower entered into Building 7 below the 13th floor and went over and tagged the column in the building that was already had fire on it. And this piece of debris came in and tagged that column, causing that column to collapse, which caused the roof ups above it, 47 stories, to come in, and then everything just went down from there.
They're playing on the ignorance of the American public. Half my wife's relatives live in Manhattan and Queens. That building is four blocks from the trade centers. You know, this is like the magic bullet.
No, it's crazy. Can you picture that people would actually think? I think a steel frame skyscraper would be more built like an erector set, you know?
Yeah.
And to think that you can tag one column on the 12th floor and the whole thing's going to come down like a bunch of Jenga blocks is preposterous.
It's worse than preposterous. 9-1-1 Ripple Effect shows building 4, 5, and 7. They were obliterated on the front, but still standing, because they were close to the two trade centers, and yet Building 7, the farthest away, nothing hit it. When it comes down, it's the most perfect implosion I've ever seen in my life. I did a full career in the military. I served most of it with Navy SEALs. I know a little bit these people are going to answer to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when they leave this planet. I pray for them because they're going to end up in a place I do not want to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Steve in Florida, thank you very much for the call. It was a real good call. I tell you what, this today has been great. I hadn't had any kooks call in yet. What's the matter? Okay. Well, I shouldn't say that. Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, you're up next on the Alex Jones Show. What's going on?
Hey, Bob. I got three things. I want to add to your information about the security of the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
It was not only Securicom, but it was also a company called Kroll Incorporated. It's K-R-O-L-L. Look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay. Tell me, what about it?
That is the company that John O'Neill was hired by Jerome Hauer to run the security for the World Trade Center. And you know who John O'Neill is?
Yeah, John O'Neill was the FBI agent who was directly tracking the terrorists' network over in the Middle East, and he complained vociferously, I think was it in January of 2001, that the Bush administration was hindering him from doing his job, so he
exactly.
quit?
Yeah, so he quit, and his new job was the head of security with Kroll, I think it's incorporated, but if you look on Wikipedia, it tells you about how...
For the uninitiated, tell us what happened to the FBI, the former FBI agent John O'Neill.
Well, I think his second day on the job was September 11th. He died that day.
Yeah, he died. Now there we have it again. See, that's what I'm talking about. This repeated thing of coincidence theory. Well, John O'Neill wasn't a big shot FBI agent, and yes, he was tracking Islamic terrorism, and yes, he complained that the Bush was impeding his investigations into the Bin Ladens, and yes, he got a job at the World Trade Center that day, and yes, he died, and it's all just one big fat coincidence. That's another one of those coincidence theory nonsenses that keeps coming up about September 11. What else, Peter?
Well, also you just need to look at the company Kroll and what they do.
Yeah, Kroll.
They're a corporate CIA. just research them.
Oh, really? Okay, so
research them.
All you info warriors. All you info warriors out there, let's get on Kroll, K-R-O-L-L, Incorporated, and see if we can find some spooks in there.
There's an interesting movie called Who Killed John O'Neill?
Yeah.
It's a free movie you can watch, and whoever made it does research on that company, and what you see will shock you. But, as well, I also wanted to talk about the stand-down order that is supposedly coming up pretty soon.
Tell me about that.
About it.
Yeah, I heard about that. Something on the 14th of October or something. There's going to be some sort of a what? Tell me about that.
The entire command, about 100,000 active duty airmen, is standing down training flights and many other operations as part of a command-wide safety day.
Okay, this is an area that I, as a person who digs into what's already happened in facts, this is a speculation thing. However, here's, I think, what you're coming from. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because every time something nasty happens, it turns out that our government has been conducting drills having to do the same thing on the same day at the same time. It kind of makes you nervous. That's
it does.
All.
I mean, I'm not saying something's going to happen, but that's something to watch out for.
Yeah, and I think it's good to get information out to the powers that be that we're on to the drill thing. Oh, gee, there was a drill of hijacking aircraft flying, you know, all across the United States on September 11th on that morning, you know. Oh, gee, there was a drill about catching bombers in the London subway right exactly when it happened, you know. Oh, gee, the Pentagon, they practiced a drill about what happened if a plane flies into the Pentagon, you know. That trick doesn't work anymore. And it's good for us to get that out. Yeah,
right, one more thing. I just want to say, for everyone who wants to serve their country and love America, serve your country by fighting the New World Order.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what we're doing. And, Peter, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. That's Peter from Los Angeles. Yeah, you know, it's all well and good for us to be here on the radio or on TV or wherever we are telling you all this stuff. And, you know, Peter's right. when whatever you're comfortable with, get in the game, you know, in terms of informing people, you know, buy Alex Jones's videos and duplicate them often as you like and pass them out to your friends. Whatever you want to do, whatever your talent is, you know, do it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America is the last bastion of freedom in the whole world. Everybody else is some form of slobbering slave. Now, a lot of them are comfortable slobbering slaves, like the people in England, you know. But nonetheless, they're slobbering slaves. They just hadn't had the hammer put on them yet. You know, they're working in the big house, and they don't really realize that, you know, all the 6 billion cameras that are looking at them are not their friends. And so, you know, we in the United States are the last bastion of freedom in the whole world, and there is no place to run. I've heard a lot of people say, well, I'm going to move to Costa Rica. Well, I got news for you. You can't put up a sign in Costa Rica that says New World Order, stay out, and expect them to honor your sign. Okay? So whatever you want to do, whatever your talents are, you gotta join this fight if you haven't joined it yet. I know a lot of people just like to listen to Alex Jones or whatever. Fine. That's not enough. I can give you a suggestion. You know, if you're very conservative, you know, go to the John Birch Society website, jbs.org. John Birch Society has been putting out information on the New World Order longer than anybody. I mean, do that. You know, a lot of people don't like the Birch Society. Some of them say that we're too conservative. Some of them say that we're an evil CIA plot or something like that. But that's a bunch of nonsense. I've been a member for many, many years, and what we are is sticklers for accuracy. Do they make mistakes? Yeah, not very often. So, you know, that's an idea. Go to jbs.org. What else? Again, buy Alex's videos. Pass them out to everybody and his brother. I mean, it's getting real easy now. You know, the proof of September 11th is so overwhelming that it was an inside job. I mean, I'm looking at stuff. I've got stuff all over this desk about all these smoking guns of September 11th, and they can't all be just coincidences, you know? Okay, I'm going to let you go, and I understand that Alex Jones has called in. Alex, are you there?
Okay, right now he's got me on here now. Have you run into the last break yet or come out of that yet?
I am about, where am I right now? I've got about 5 minutes until the next break.
Okay, well, we're down here at the police headquarters.
This is Richard Greaves, by the way.
This is Richard Greaves, right? We're down here at the police headquarters and the city hall. And we've got our hundreds of people down here. We've got different people from We Are Chains and victims' family members making speeches. And I'll tell you what, we really got to hand it to the New York police so far. They've been excellent. They've led us around all over town. You can hear the crowd in the background. And the police have just they've just literally escorted us. They've treated us. They've given us the VIP treatment so far.
Well, maybe that's because they know you're on their side.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we've got Alex himself is speaking to these tens or maybe even hundreds of police here, and they're getting to hear it all. So it's really good, and I tell you what, leaving Friday out of Austin, I was a little bit concerned, and I went checking into my hotel. I made sure and left them emergency phone numbers in case I were to just kind of disappear. But, you know, at this point, I'm not worried about that at all.
Like I say,
yeah, you can hear them chanting, "We Are Chains,
We Are Chains,
9/11 cover up, 9/11 inside job." And we just really let the city of New York know what's going on here.
Well, again, it's important to let the police know what's going on. Because
Bobby's Alex. We're about to run in the last break.
All right. Alex, you there?
Mom, we live on air?
Yeah, we're live on air. We got about 2 or 3 minutes till the next break.
Well, my friend, I'm just exhausted. I've been yelling and screaming, marching all over the city, got arrested a few days ago.
Yeah.
So, and we're here at the big police headquarters, gigantic structure, we just had one of the last demonstrations today. In about 2 hours, we'll be down at Ground Zero for one last one. We have a sound permit, the bullhorn there. It's just been an absolutely incredible 3 or 4 days here.
Well, Richard says the police are treating you pretty good right now. Is that right?
Yes, they are. They've been behaving themselves. I think it backfired on them arresting us for no reason the other day.
Well, you know, the thing is, you're actually on their side, whether they know it or not.
I think we're supposed to go this way, aren't we?
A lot of them died on September 11th.
We're out here in the middle of like 1,000 people, and we're, got any questions, Bob, about what's going on? You want to interview me?
Well, I just want to know, have you recovered from your arrest, right? You're okay on that regard, right?
Yes, I am.
And is this the last, when is this thing over, by the way, this 911 event?
Kevin McPadden last night, I interviewed him, you know, people heard about him, but I actually interviewed him, an Air Force paramedic who responded, and he saw the countdown, and we talked to other firemen and people that heard the countdown, that famous footage of Building 7, Amy Goodman,
yeah.
Which, before she was even well-known at local TV, when she got the word that it was going to come down a few seconds before, and she starts running.
Yeah.
I've now talked to people that were there when it came over the radio, the countdown, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they just yelled, run for your lives. They blew up Building 7. It's absolutely bombshell information.
Wow. Well, you know, it's just bombshell information on top of bombshell information on top of bombshell information. And okay, we're coming up on a break here. We got Alex Jones down there in front of the New York Police Department. And when we get back from this break, as long as our connection holds, we're going to go back to Alex for the what's going to be the final segment here on September 11th, 2007. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, GCN.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Bob Dacey back for Alex Jones in the final segment on September 11th, 2007. I believe we still have Alex on the line. Alex, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I am here, Bob, and I'll be back tomorrow, probably in studio, maybe rebroadcast tomorrow. If you want, you can come in tomorrow, but I'll make it. But I really appreciate you. I appreciate everybody's support out there. Again, I have been yelling and screaming. We haven't had bullhorn permits off and on for the last few days, so my voice will be a little bit deeper next time. That's why the voice keeps getting deeper. It's lacerating the vocal cords, but it's just we're here marching right now. We've been walking all over the city today, which is good. I need the exercise.
How did your in-game premiere up there go in New York City?
It went fantastic. We're going to show it one more time coming up next Monday, the 17th. The Alamo Draft House, and that isn't already sold out. I know it was close to being sold out when I left.
When is that going to be available to for general distribution on Infowars.com?
You'll be able to start ordering in October, and then we'll mail it in late October.
So
it's being mass produced next week, and then it'll take a few weeks for it to get shipped to us, and then we'll release it. Yeah, but it really is my best film. It covers the eugenics, the key angle of why the globalists could kill 3,000 people on 9/11, and not feel bad about it. But I'll be focused and on marching to the rain coming up in the next few days on the show. We're going to have a lot of guests on from here in New York and people who witnessed what happened. And there's going to be, of course, if you just type Alex Jones or New York protest into Google, into YouTube, and click date added, you can get all the latest videos. I know Paul Watson's got a section up on PrisonPlanet.com, up on Infowars.com for all the latest videos. There's hundreds and hundreds of citizen journalists here with their own video cameras. They go home to the hotels at nights or the hostels, and they upload the video to the web of what's been happening, really historical stuff. But today, going to Silverstein's building, new building 7 they built, and just was probably 1,000 people, excuse me, chanting that it was an inside job, and then he pulled it. And the very same security people, except for the guy that got fired, Port Authority people and others that had tried to claim that 9/11 Hitlers had bombs and then admitted that they knew we didn't but just wanted to say we did, they were out there again and just looked completely beaten. So it's certainly letting these killers, the New World Order higher-ups, know that we're aware of their activities. It's absolutely essential to stop future false flag events. This is literally a life-and-death situation. I just want to thank my family and the Genesis Network and you, Bob, and Trey, and everybody there at the office, and Mike, and Tim and Weldon, everybody there holding down the fort while we've been gone. And I just want to thank God for protecting us and ask God to continue to protect us, put a hedge of protection up around us, because this is pure evil we're fighting. But to see all these champions stand up for liberty and freedom of every race, color, and creed buoys my soul, and I literally salute everyone involved, those who supported us coming here, just everyone that supports what we do on the InfoWars team. It couldn't happen without you, the listeners who take action every single day. So we salute you. And we say God bless you.
All right, Alex. Thanks a lot, man. We got about a minute and a half left before we got to get out of here. I tell you what, I really salute you, Alex. You are the premier info warrior. Everybody knows that you are the grandfather, the father of the 911 Truth Movement. You're the guy that called it even before it happened, and I just admire the heck out of what you're doing.
I remember, Bob, you said you thought I was going nuts with that one.
Yeah, but you weren't. You were right again, and I can hear that exit music coming up here pretty quick. So, listen, I wish you well. When you be real careful coming back and take some medicine for your throat. And I guess you'll be back here tomorrow, or something's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know. But I appreciate the opportunity to host the show while you're gone. And Godspeed to you, my friend. And once again, we'll be back tomorrow one way or the other for the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey signing off. And death to the New World Order, and 9/11 was an inside job. Take care.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.